Our modern society has made incredible advances in science. You know, we understand things about the material world around us that centuries ago people had no idea about. And yet we've also gone to a bit of an extreme where people get so focused on the material world that they think that the material world is all that there is, that there's nothing more than that. And there's people that don't believe that anything exists that we can't see, touch, or put under a microscope. And the truths of Christianity just don't fit into that worldview. You know, the readings that we've heard from Scripture about the creation account, about Israel marching through the Red Sea on dry land, you know, these don't fit into that worldview. And so a lot of people will look at Christianity with suspicion, or they'll view religion simply as an extension of people's imaginations. You know, at the same time, these people experience a loss in the sense of a higher purpose. You know, they become increasingly hopeless and bored with the world, especially young people. And it makes sense that if people believe that the only thing that there is the material world around us, then it's going to be hard to have a higher purpose and something higher to live for. And that's what's happening for a lot of people. And a lot of people embrace various ideologies to try and fill the void. You know, some people will just seek out, you know, material possessions, you know, things that they know are going to be taken from them at the end of their lives. You know, some people make it their life goal to reduce their carbon footprint. You know, people buy into different ideologies. And some people will even not have families and not have kids because they're just concerned about the environment. And it's important for us to be concerned about the environment, but, you know, all things in their proper place. But imagine being on your deathbed and thinking back on your life, how small was my carbon footprint? You know, how little impact did I have on the world around me? If our highest goal is to have no impact on the world around us, is it any wonder that that's going to lead people to a depressing worldview? You know, modern society has forgotten that there exist things beyond this world. And that's the very promise of Easter Sunday. It's a promise that shatters through the monotony of life. You know, just as the stone was blasted away from the front of the tomb and heavenly light radiated from the body of Jesus Christ as he came back from the dead, you know, so too does the promise of the resurrection give us a whole new worldview and a reason to live. And so that's the promise that we celebrate today. You know, the resurrection of Jesus from the dead is the beginning of a new creation, a creation that surpasses the physical world around us that we can see. And so it actually ushers in a new form of life. And for people who are faithful to Christ and live their lives in fidelity and receive the grace of the sacraments, they will participate in the resurrection themselves one day. You know, on the last day, they will be reunited with their bodies, and they will have glorified bodies. They will enter into a new life where they will be immortal. They will never die again. They will never suffer pain. They will never age. They will live forever. And their wills will be completely aligned to their intellect. And it will be in perfect accord with what is good and what is true. They'll never experience the disorder that we experience of doing things that we know we shouldn't be doing, or we know that they're not good for us, yet we continue to do them anyway. They won't experience that because everything will be properly ordered. And they will be able to talk to the angels. They'll be able to worship with the saints. And they will be able to see God face to face. They will be able to see infinite goodness and infinite beauty himself. That's the promise of the resurrection. It's a promise of something, of a form of life and a new creation that is beyond anything that we experience in this world. And the resurrection isn't a fantasy. It's a real historical event. There were hundreds of eyewitnesses who saw Jesus Christ risen from the dead. And the gospel that we heard this evening is a witness to that resurrection. It is the testimony of an eyewitness who was there and saw these events himself. And that's what he's passing on to us. You know, the apostles, the Blessed Virgin Mary, and Jesus Christ himself, these were real people. They were not fictional characters. This is real history. Yes, but, you know, some people wonder why the Easter Vigil is so long. The reason why it's so long is because of what we celebrate. We celebrate the beginning of the new creation, and that we have the ability, because of the resurrection of Jesus Christ, to live forever. And so the vigil was traditionally, it would go through the night as people were awaiting the dawn and with a focus on the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And so it's a great celebration for us. And the reason why it's appropriate for us to celebrate this evening is because it reminds us of what our true hope is. And so Jesus invites each one of us to share in a form of life that is beyond any of our expectations. He calls us to be disciples, which is a life of sacrifice, but it's a life that's dedicated to a higher purpose, and it's a life of honor. And he offers us to enter into a life of love that's so strong that it conquers even death. It's everything that makes life worth living. That's what Jesus Christ offers us. It's everything that gives meaning to our lives, knowing that we have a limited number of years here in this world. And the best thing about it is that it's true. It's as real as the empty tomb in Jerusalem, which we can go and visit to this very day. As we continue with this Mass, Michael is going to be baptized, and he is going to become part of the new creation. He is going to receive eternal life into his soul, and he will be recreated. And if he lives faithful to that grace, he will live forever because of what's about to happen this evening. Juna is going to receive the sacrament of confirmation, and she's going to receive the full outpouring of the gifts of the Holy Spirit to strengthen her to live out the Christian faith. The call for each one of us this evening is to let go of the empty promises of the world around us. There's a lot of empty promises that are only going to lead us on a path of unhappiness and emptiness. The challenge for us is to let go of those things and to center our life on the truth of the resurrection. When we do that, when we become disciples, we will experience a joy in this life now, which will ultimately lead us to eternal happiness in heaven. You know, when our days in this world come to a close, there's no reason why we need to be afraid of death and, you know, afraid that we're going to leave the things of this world behind, because we know that what awaits us in the next life is a joy that's beyond our greatest expectations.